Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Tiffany.
And today, Tiffany, it's a day at the office.
At the office again.
We're visiting an office where Anna, Ken, and Mr. Smith all work. And it seems that Ken needs to speak to Mr. Smith to reschedule a meeting. Right. Now, where does Anna come into all this story?
So Anna is Mr. Smith's secretary.
Ah.
And I guess she's answering a lot of Ken's questions and helping him rescheduling this meeting.
Okay, so it's the kind of thing that happens in offices all around the world every day. People calling other people to change schedules, get information. So let's check out our dialogue with Anna, Ken, and Mr. Smith.
Rescheduling an appointment.
Hello, this is Mr. Smith's office. I'm Anna, his secretary.
Hi, this is Ken from the International Sales Department. May I speak with Mr. Smith?
I'm sorry, but he's out of town now. May I help you?
We made plans for a meeting, but the information I gave him was not correct.
Okay, if you want, I can reschedule your meeting for another day.
That would be great. Now, the meeting will be about our marketing efforts in South Korea, and I plan to invite the senior members of my sales staff.
Okay, I can make a note of that and let him know.
Great, thank you. Is it possible for Mr. Smith to attend the meeting if it's in the afternoon on April 10th? I want to hold it at 3 p.m.
Let me see. No, you'll have that afternoon off. But he will be here in the morning and his schedule looks open then. Can you hold your meeting at that time?
Yes, that's fine with me.
Where do you plan to have the meeting?
In conference room B on the third floor.
All right, Ken. I've put the meeting down in Mr. Smith's schedule.
Thanks again, Anna. Bye.
No problem.
Secretary. Secretary. The secretary wrote down messages and phone numbers for the manager. The secretary wrote down messages and phone numbers for the manager. Correct. Correct. Emma had to circle the correct answer on the test. Emma had to circle the correct answer on the test. Reschedule. Reschedule. Reschedule, rescheduled, rescheduled. We rescheduled the soccer game because of the heavy rain. We rescheduled the soccer game because of the heavy rain. Staff. Staff. Our hotel staff will do anything to make your stay comfortable. Our hotel staff will do anything to make your stay comfortable.
Okay, so it begins with the phone ringing. Ring, 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 ring. Anna lifts up the phone and she says, "Hello, this is Mr. Smith's office. I'm Anna, his secretary." So that's a very professional, business-like way to answer the phone, right? You tell the person who they have called so that they know it's the right number. And then you say your name and maybe your job or your position in the company. So this is Mr. Smith's office, or you could say this is, you know, the Jones bookstore. And you say, "I'm Anna and his secretary." I guess in a store you might say, "I'm Anna, how can I help you?"
Right.
Or something like that. That's a polite way to introduce yourself to the person who is calling your business. A secretary, we should mention that because that's an important word in business and in our story today. A secretary is a person whose job it is to help a boss, basically, to help to type letters, answer emails, answer telephone calls, plan schedules and meetings like that. For the kind of business person who is very busy, secretaries can be super important because they take care of all the important but the little things that the business person has to worry about so that they don't spend their time answering phone calls and emails. The secretary does that so that the important business person can spend their time doing important things.
Right.
Let's look at our example sentence for secretary. The secretary wrote down messages and phone numbers for the manager. The secretary wrote down messages and phone numbers for the manager because that's what secretaries do.
Mm-hmm. They take care of the important details.
Yes.
All right, so next in the article, Ken says, "Hi, this is Ken from the International Sales Department. May I speak with Mr. Smith?" So when you say, "May I speak to someone?" it's a very polite, informal way of speaking. And you usually do that if you're calling someone at an office or you need to speak to someone important. But let's say if you're going to talk to a friend, you could say something more casual like, is Mike there?
Mm-hmm.
So you can use something more conversational like that.
That's right. When you use "may I," it's a very polite way to ask permission to do something, right? So, for example, if you're in class, you might put up your hand and say, "May I go to the washroom?" Right? Instead of "can I" or "I want to." If you say "may I," you're kind of asking, "Is it okay if I do this?" You're asking for permission. So Ken, being a smart businessman, knows that being polite on the phone is a good way to have a good relationship with people. And what does the secretary Anna say? She says, "I'm sorry, but he's out of town now." Oh, okay. Well, that's a bit of a problem for Ken if he needs to talk to Mr. Smith.
Right.
He's not in the office. In fact, he's not even in the city. He's out of town now. That means he's away. He's traveling somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Could be on a holiday. Could be on a business trip. We don't know, but we do know that he has left the city. Now, notice she says he's out of town, not out of city. Now, this expression, to be out of town, means you're away from your home. If you live in New York City, that's a big city. It's not a town, but we would still say you're out of town. It just means you're away traveling somewhere. Okay? "May I help you?" she says, because as a secretary, if her boss isn't there, it's kind of her job to make sure that people who call or people who need information get as much help as the secretary can give. So she says, "May I help you?" Maybe she can answer Ken's questions.
That's right. So next in the conversation, Ken then says, "We made plans for a meeting, but the information I gave him was not correct."
Mm.
Okay, so that's good. He needs to call immediately to inform them to make sure that they don't follow through because he accidentally made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when something is correct, it's our word power word, it means having no mistakes. Okay, so he gave him the wrong information. It was actually a mistake. So our word power sentence is, "Emma had to circle the correct answer on the test." Emma had to circle the correct answer on the test. So she had to make sure that it was the right one. Okay, make sure that there were no mistakes, that she knew for sure that it's the right one.
Right, so correct and right are very similar. And just in the opposite way, wrong, everyone's heard right and wrong, correct and incorrect, I-N-C-O-R-R-E-C-T. That's wrong. So 2 + 2 = 5, incorrect, of course, as everyone knows. Okay, back to the article. Anna says, "Okay, if you want, I can reschedule your meeting for another day." So she's trying to help with this small problem. They're trying to reschedule the meeting. Okay, when you schedule something, that means you write down a time and a day when something will happen. When you reschedule it, of course, we often see this word, these letters, R-E, at the beginning of a word. That means to do something again. Okay, so that means you will schedule it again. You will change it from the original time to a new time. So maybe it was supposed to happen on Monday, but people are busy. You reschedule it to Tuesday or later in the week. For example, we could say, "We rescheduled the soccer game because of the heavy rain." We rescheduled the soccer game because of the heavy rain. Too much rain to play soccer, so they moved it to another day.
And like, for example, we see the word recycle a lot.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That means to reuse or to use these like plastics, mm-hmm. paper, and aluminum cans again.
That's right.
Right. So next in the article, Ken then says, that would be great. Now, the meeting will be about our marketing efforts in South Korea. And I plan to invite the senior members of my sales staff. Okay, so when we look at things that are marketing or related to marketing, it means that it's a department in charge of selling or promoting a specific product or service for the company. So, for example, if I want to sell this shirt, for example, mm-hmm. I would have to try to find ways to market it or to sell and promote this sweater.
That's right. So marketing people would do like TV ads. You know, when you see on TV a company telling you about their business, or you see a big sign by the side of the road, or an ad in a newspaper or magazine, that's all marketing. It's all getting the information about this company's thing, whatever they want you to buy, getting that information out to people like us who might want to buy it. We also have that word staff, okay? Staff are just the people who work for some kind of company, business, organization. If you work for McDonald's or Nike or IBM or any kind of business, you are staff. You are a worker in that company, basically.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we have an example sentence, I think, for staff.
Right, in our sample sentences, our hotel staff will do anything to make your stay comfortable.
Okay.
Our hotel staff will do anything to make your stay comfortable.
So the staff of the hotel would be everyone who, from the person who opens the door for you or gives you your key or cleans your room or cooks the food in the restaurant, all of those people would be staff or workers at the hotel. Back to Anna, she says, okay, I can make a note of that and let him know. This is what secretaries do. She's going to write down the important information that Ken wants to tell Mr. Smith, Anna's boss, and then I guess when he comes back to town, she'll tell him, or maybe she'll write him an email so that he's aware of everything that's going on.
That's right. Okay, next, Ken then says, great. Thank you. Is it possible for Mr. Smith to attend the meeting if it's in the afternoon on April the 10th. I want to hold it at 3 p.m. Okay, so when you attend something, it means to be present somewhere. For example, you have to attend classes at school. So that's why teachers take your attendance. They want to make sure that, yes, this person's here or all your classmates are here.
Mm-hmm. And of course, they're going to have a meeting. A meeting is something that happens a lot in businesses all around the world. Every kind of business probably has meetings at some time or another. It's when a group of people get together to talk about some important topics, some important decisions that have to be made. Maybe the boss wants a meeting to kind of talk to the staff and say, how's your job going? Do you have any problems? Is everything on schedule? That kind of thing. Most companies would have, a meeting every day or two or three every week or something like that. And they can be anywhere from 10 minutes to a few hours. But it's a chance for people to share information, discuss their jobs, and talk about what's going on in the company these days.
Mm-hmm.
What's our example sentence for meeting?
Our sample sentence is, there will be an important meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Mm.
There will be an important meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah. So, for example, like in the magazine that we do, magazines, we have to schedule meetings to talk about what topics we want to present to the readers. So that's an example of an important meeting as well. We have to make sure that everything in the next month's publication is something interesting for everyone to see.
And you do it as a group, so everybody knows what's going on. No one is doesn't know. No one is sort of surprised by the decisions that are made. Okay, Anna says, let me see. No, he'll have that afternoon off, but he will be here in the morning, and his schedule looks open then. So they might have to move it from 3 p.m. When Ken wanted it to the morning of that day, maybe 10 a.m., because his schedule looks open then. That means he's free at that time. Can you hold your meeting at that time? That's a good verb to use with meeting. We hold a meeting. If you're the person who's sort of organizing it, planning it, and asking people to come, you are holding the meeting. Okay, if you're just going to it, you could be, going to the meeting or attending the meeting. Okay, so can we hold your meeting? Can we have your meeting at that time? Anna asks.
And then Ken says, yes, that's fine with me. So when you're fine with something, it means that you're just okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
You're okay with the decision that's been made.
All right. And Anna says, where do you plan to have the meeting? Of course, because, yeah, everyone needs to know the place to go. Is it a special room, a building? Sometimes they have meetings in restaurants or hotels or other places. So where is it? Where is the meeting?
Yeah, and it's very important, too, because if you're talking about something important, you want to make sure that you're in a quiet place where everyone's paying attention. But if you're having it in a restaurant, it could be really noisy, and then it's really difficult to hear what people are saying. So Ken then says, in conference room B on the third floor. Now we see here our conference room. It's just a let's first take a look at the word conference.
Mm-hmm.
So conference is a large kind of formal meeting where people can share the same interests. Okay, and conferences can take a couple of days, too.
Yeah.
It depends on the topic you're talking about. When we talk about a conference room, it's basically a large room where people can get together and share important ideas or to gather some important information to discuss a specific topic.
That's right, and conference rooms might have some special equipment, right? Places to plug in your computer to show your PowerPoint thing, or big TVs or screens to, you know, give people more of an idea of what's going on in the meeting. But it's basically just a big quiet room where people can get together and talk without being disturbed too much.
Right.
We have a sentence here. The writers gathered in the conference room to talk about story ideas. The writers gathered in the conference room to talk about story ideas.
Right.
All right.
So next in the article, Anna says, all right, Ken, I've put the meeting down in Mr. Smith's schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So she's made sure that he has his information set down. So when he comes back, he's able to know that, oh, I have a meeting on this day at what time.
All right. So Ken's business is finished. So he's very polite. He says, thanks again, Anna. And bye.
And then Anna says, no problem. It's another way to say you're welcome, but in a more informal or like a conversational way.
There you go. So a successful phone call. The information was passed around. Decisions were made. A new schedule was decided on. So Ken can go on to another job, I guess, or another bit of work at his job right now. And that's it for us. But we'll be back after this short break. So we'll see you then. All right, so that was a pretty good example of your standard, not very, you know, exciting business call, right? It was just a call to check some information, to check a schedule, and then to reschedule things. The kind of thing that probably goes on around the world millions of times every day with all of the business that gets done in companies.
So luckily, Ken made a mistake, but he was able to fix it really quickly. So he had a very successful phone call.
Right. And as long as Mr. Smith gets back from his trip on time, I guess their meeting will go ahead as planned. So that's it for us. We hope you've enjoyed this little introduction to business telephone communications. And we'll see you again very soon in the very near future.
Bye.
The fashion brand's newest collection on the runway turned many heads.
The fashion brand's newest collection on the runway turned many heads.
Hi, Selin here. 你会不会觉得流行其实很难跟？因为每一季都有好多新的概念和元素会出现，所以有时候呢，我真的会看看有些品牌的照片，来了解最近正夯的是什么，再想想看是不是真的适合自己。有些真的很不错呢。说到这里呢，我们就可以运用一下今天的小聚会啦。The fashion brand's newest collection on the runway turned many heads。意思就是这个时尚品牌的最新系列在伸展台上引人注目。Collection 我们知道是 collect 的名词，但这边呢，因为是在讲时尚流行，所以不会是收藏品的意思哦，而是系列作品的意思。那 runway 这个字，如果是在时尚界，就是伸展台的意思；那如果是在机场，就是飞机跑道的意思，要分清楚哦。最后呢，我们注意到这边有个用法是 turn heads， 转头。转什么头？就是呢，因为太漂亮啦，忍不住就把头跟着转过去了。所以呢，它的意思猜到了吗？哎，这是引人注目的意思哦。那么今天的小聚会就到这里，不要太想我，我们下次见，拜。
The fashion brand's newest collection on the runway turned many heads.
The fashion brand's newest collection on the runway turned many heads.
Rescheduling an appointment.
Hello, this is Mr. Smith's office. I'm Anna, his secretary.
Hi, this is Ken from the International Sales Department. May I speak with Mr. Smith?
I'm sorry, but he's out of town now. May I help you?
We made plans for a meeting, but the information I gave him was not correct.
Okay, if you want, I can reschedule your meeting for another day.
That would be great. Now, the meeting will be about our marketing efforts in South Korea, and I plan to invite the senior members of my sales staff.
Okay, I can make a note of that and let him know.
Great, thank you. Is it possible for Mr. Smith to attend the meeting if it's in the afternoon on April 10th? I want to hold it at 3 p.m.
Let me see. No, he'll have that afternoon off. But he will be here in the morning and his schedule looks open then. Can you hold your meeting at that time?
Yes, that's fine with me.
Where do you plan to have the meeting?
In conference room B on the third floor.
All right, Ken. I've put the meeting down in Mr. Smith's schedule.
Thanks again, Anna. Bye.
No problem.
Secretary. Secretary. The secretary wrote down messages and phone numbers for the manager. The secretary wrote down messages and phone numbers for the manager. Correct. Correct. Emma had to circle the correct answer on the test. Emma had to circle the correct answer on the test. Reschedule. Reschedule. Reschedule, rescheduled, rescheduled. We rescheduled the soccer game because of the heavy rain. We rescheduled the soccer game because of the heavy rain. Staff. Staff. Our hotel staff will do anything to make your stay comfortable. Our hotel staff will do anything to make your stay comfortable.